what I have found amongst Western anarchist communities is there's sort of a knee-jerk anti-nation sense. There's sort of a cultural and a racial blind spot. If it's a primarily North American white-dominated movement, you miss out on some of the sensitivities around which people who have been oppressed as such, as a race, as a nation, may find that to be a very liberatory term and a liberatory identity.
Maya Ramnath, a board member of the Institute for Anarchist Studies, who teaches global histories at NYU, maintains that national independence struggles are not nationalism, but rather a transitional stage which doesn't contradict the anarchist principle of a universal struggle against authority.
In the first half of the 20th century, the traits that differentiated anarchism from other sectors of the left gave it affinities with anti-colonial struggles. The perception of the government itself as an evil, so that you make your primary targets of resistance the defining mechanisms of state functions. Let's say you'll attack the police posts, you'll attack the armories, the infrastructure, withdraw from law and education systems. These were all techniques in the anti-colonial struggle.
Historically, Ms. Ramnath told a standing room only attendance, the affinity between anarchism and peasant uprisings is undeniable.
In Southern and Eastern Europe, anarchism was stronger because of the way that economies are cemented into the transnational economic structure of colonialism. And the revolutionary population is dominated by agrarian peasants, not industrial proletarians. And so it's not just a matter of co-opting an already existing mode of production and just changing its distribution, but challenging its very establishment and then challenging the very structures of thought on which capitalism and modern governmentality are based.
Certainly, the widespread involvement of anti-globalization youths with international solidarity movements appears to be an attempt to revive this connection. But as they understood that globalization is a new form of colonization, young anarchists had until now been unable to fashion a clear strategy.
Whether to be in solidarity with national liberation struggle and how to be in solidarity without replicating colonial behavior, how do you do this without violating your own principles? How can someone who claims to be an anarchist support national liberation struggle if that is about a demand for a state? How do you support or work in coalition with people who may have opinions and ideals you can't accept, such as assumptions about religion or gender? How do you deal with the imbalance in power and privilege and wealth between the relatively mobile activist from the global north and people struggling against oppression in the global south?
And perhaps the Occupy movement, with its anti-authoritarian tendencies, is the result of a more mature and effective geopolitical analysis.
To recognize our interrelationship, if it's about should you be a savior by taking up someone else's struggle, or should you say you're in the belly of the beast, maybe the best way to help is to try to bring down the empire that you're implicated in.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.